You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to the Religious Liberty Report, a weekly news briefing on religious liberty news, a program hoping to educate, encourage, support, and equip you, our listeners, on important issues of our day, but always approaching the issues from a biblical worldview.
Welcome to the Religious Liberty Report. Alexander Alfano reporting in this first week of September, 2025. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, we read, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Thank you for the honor of addressing you on this Religious Liberty Report. For me, an inspiration and honor to bring you this weekly report. We cover a lot of things on the report, and basically, it comes down to this: our Christian worldview. Our Christian worldview determines how we answer the four great questions of life. The four great questions of life. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going when I die? Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. Jesus came to make dead people alive. C.S. Lewis. Turning to page one of the report. Throughout the Bible, believers are warned that spiritism, witchcraft, are a form of idolatry, placing self above God, seeking counterfeit spiritual power. Such works are born of Satan and demonic powers. Therefore, participating in occult practices is participating in the fallen angels' rebellion against God. We read many biblical admonitions against sorcery, witchcraft, idolatry. Exodus 22, verse 18 specifically forbids witchcraft and sorcery. Leviticus 19, 26 through 31 forbids believers from participating in pagan practices, including divination, witchcraft, and sorcery. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, Paul warns that witchcraft is among the works of the flesh, preventing one from entering the kingdom of God. And in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, the Apostle John warns that those who participate in sorcery will be consigned to the lake of fire. Biblical warnings against spiritism, witchcraft, idolatry, placing self above God and seeking counterfeit spiritual power or insight, secret knowledge, secret mysteries, man seeking to become godlike. Turning to page two of the report, a hot mic catches Putin and Xi discussing living forever with organ transplants. This past week, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping were apparently heard on a hot mic discussing the use of organ transplants to either live to 150 years old or even forever. Video of the translated comments quickly spread on social media as Putin, Jinping, and North Korea's Kim Jong-un viewed a military parade in Beijing this past week. The moment between Putin, aged 72, Jinping, aged 72, was carried on a state-broadcasted CCTV channel. Bloomberg also ran the footage. They were together for a parade marking the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. It was just a brief moment, really. on a hot mic between Putin and Jinping. Part of a live stream. A live stream. And the rest of their conversation did not appear to be aired, but it was a rare behind-the-scenes moment, as both leaders have tightly guarded media and public appearances in each of their countries, Russia and China. Putin can be heard telling Xi Jinping on the hot mic, "With continuous advances in biotechnology, human organs can be continuously transplanted. The longer you live, the younger you become," he said. "And you can even achieve immortality." Russian President Putin commenting to Chinese President Xi Jinping. Jinping, in turn, then responded, "Some predict that in this century, humans may live to be 150 years old. He further went on to say that being 70 in today's world is like being a, quote, child. Living forever. Becoming godlike. We've been covering this on the report in the last several episodes, how a growing number of prominent tech personalities are speaking of artificial intelligence in language that was once reserved for faith, religion, or the divine. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman referred to his company's technology as a, quote, magic intelligence in the sky. Peter Thiel, the co-founder of PayPal, argued that AI could help bring about the Antichrist. Will AI bring condemnation or salvation? Many are asking. Some are skeptical, doubting that the technology merits any kind of fear. Some label it as just a bunch of sci-fi, magical, fantastical thinking, detached from reality. Others are warning about a potential existential threat. A threat they believe that artificial intelligence poses to humanity. On the other side of the spectrum, arguing that we're approaching a kind of technological apocalypse, ushering in a new age for humanity. The other side would argue that AI will probably defeat many diseases. It will allow for a growth in biological and cognitive freedom, lifting billions out of poverty to share in this new technology. They're calling it a renaissance of technology, of democracy, of human rights. A future where artificial intelligence will surpass human-level intelligence, triggering rapid, irreversible advances, changes to society. Some have called it transhumanism, when humans will one day merge with technology, where supposedly our own brains will become embedded with AI, or AI embedded in our brains. One commentator saying that by 2045, humanity will have the ability to multiply their own intelligence by a million times. A million times more intelligent? Could this be wise? Or is this just part of human evolution? Technological revolution. Upgraded superhumans. A coming age of transhumanism, where men seek to become like gods. Is this the future of humanity? One biologist said that life is about to break out of the limited organic realm and start spreading into the vastness of the inorganic realm. brothers and sisters, this attempt to upgrade humans will very likely change the world beyond recognition in just a few years. Science and technology are developing and moving at a far faster rate than most of us can really grasp. Are we rushing towards a great unknown? There seems to be so much happening, so much activity, a flood of information, of data, of advances that no one seems capable of connecting all the dots, seeing the full picture of what's happening. One thing we know for sure, no one can stop it. It's unstoppable now. In fact, we're likely to see exponential growth as we've reached a tipping point. A point of no return. You see, throughout history, we've moved at a relatively constant rate. Technology, science, medicine, they advanced at a relatively constant rate. But now we are entering a time of exponential growth. The off the charts. Exponential growth, multiplied by many times. Uncharted territory. If technology continues to get better and better at this exponential pace, we will soon reach the stage where it not only matches but surpasses the intelligence of the human mind. And this is what they've called, what they're referring to as the technological singularity, borrowed from astrophysics. The term singularity refers to a tipping point beyond which all laws that are currently known simply fall apart. Because the laws of physics appear to fall apart beyond the singularity of a black hole. A technological singularity would seem to be a similar tipping point, where technological progress is so overwhelming that we will no longer be in control of it or the things that it will lead to. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report in this first week of September 2025, talking about singularity, the technological singularity, exponential growth, upgraded superhumans, a coming age of transhumanism where men will seek to become godlike. Scientists are now boasting that they are about to create the first inorganic life forms. Technology going into high gear. We had the scientific revolution 500 years ago, where mankind gained immense new knowledge, understanding of the universe, of creation. We had the industrial revolution about 200 years ago. Give or take. And now, a technological revolution where our brains will somehow connect, communicate with the digital world directly. A sort of fusion of the physical, digital, and biological. Two revolutions, really. Artificial intelligence, data, information, and then the biological sciences. Another commentator said that soon decisions and governments will not be made by democracy or individuals, but by algorithms in the cloud. Algorithms in the cloud? Could this be a new class of society? An immense new technological class of algorithms in the cloud, working with and through a form of synthetic biology, biotechnology, turning our bodies into technology. Merging humans and machines. Biotechnology. Technology and biology merging. a technological transformation taking place at an exponential rate. Our lives in 10 years will be completely different than they are today, if the Lord tarries in His return. Scientists are seeing biotechnology in a future where political, social, and economic inequalities will supposedly become biological inequalities. Commentators saying that whoever controls these biotechnologies will and can be the master of the world. But we know that artificial intelligence is not artificial at all. And it's not even new. It's a technology that comes from demonic superintelligences seeking to advance the destruction of humanity. Knowing good and evil, they seek to rebel against the God of heaven and earth. A replay of what we see in Genesis. Divine knowledge precipitating the fall of mankind. Forbidden knowledge, the knowledge of the difference between good and evil. As with all sin, there's a hidden cost. The hidden costs doctrine. It goes like this. There's two sides to a demonic pact. First, an initial and beneficial effect. But then the payment, the cost. Quite often a hidden cost, concealed. And when you find out, it's already too late. The hidden costs doctrine. The fall of mankind follows this doctrine, a corruption of the divine creation. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report. This first week of September 2025, talking about how there's nothing artificial or new behind AI, artificial intelligence. It's something that's been with mankind since the beginning of time. Is AI a vehicle for the Antichrist? For demons to enter the material world? We're seeing how many are already seeking to achieve immortality, a false divinity, to overcome old age and even death itself. They argue that we've largely defeated abject misery and the beastly struggle to survive. We've risen above this, and well, then now we should aim to upgrade humans. Where death was once the unique area for priests, theologians, is transforming to an engineering problem, a scientific technological problem. Revelation 9 verse 6, and in those days people will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. Revelation 9 verse 6. We really don't think much about how in the last two centuries, even the last few decades, as a human race, we've managed to mostly rein in famine, plague, and war, mostly. Humanity has advanced tremendously, enormously, in the last two centuries. In fact, in the last 100 years, the first flying machines appeared in the early 20th century, and within 70 years, we were landing on the moon. Odd, don't you think? Of course, these problems like plagues, war, famine haven't been completely eradicated, but they seem to have been transformed into manageable challenges. most parts of the planet, even if a person has lost his job, his possessions, he or she is unlikely to die of starvation. Of course, nutritional insecurity remains a reality, but starvation, in most cases, not necessarily. In fact, in most countries today, overeating is a far worse problem than starvation. By 2030, it's calculated that half the world's population is expected to be overweight. Obesity killing more than famine. So now they're turning to another of a so-called fundamental right, the right to life. The right to life, a fundamental human right. Now we have scientists in labs working to solve death. A mission to solve death. Death has become a technical problem, a scientific challenge, an engineering problem. Solving death, life extension. We've already mentioned on this report how modern scientist and technophobe Peter Thiel of Google has outright confessed that he aims to live forever through genetic engineering, regenerative medicines, and nanotechnology. Technologies to regenerate decaying tissues, upgrade body parts. Transhumans. How will this impact mankind? How will this impact the spirit and the soul of man? Could we be entering a new age of human history where we're crossing dangerous lines, really not even realizing it until it's too late? Opening forbidden gateways, an echo of the fall of mankind in the Garden of Eden, the corruption of the divine creation. Happening again, this time in the end times, where evil will once again rise to seek the brokenness and the fallenness of mankind. But we know whose we are, from where we came, and we know where we're going. Our Christian worldview leads us down a very different path. Now you see, we aspire and hope for a bodily resurrection, but someday, after we die, we will live again in a glorified body, a resurrection body. A body like, but unlike, the one we have now. But the point is that we will rise again to be who we are, minus our sin, where we will dwell with God forever as who we were intended to be. A real resurrection for us as individuals. As Christians, we can see beyond the grave. We have resurrection hope. Resurrection hope, where we can rejoice that we will spend eternity in heaven with God, in his celestial kingdom, with all the marvels of the afterlife. And we know that this eternal life is not technological. It's not a human achievement, but a divine gift. Christ's victory over death is not merely metaphor. It's reality, secured on the cross and in the resurrection. Athanasius was known to have declared, "God became man so that man might become God, not by machinery or technology, but by grace." Modern transhumanism, with its promises of extending human existence through biotech, digital fusion reflects the same ancient temptation and lie that we hear in the Garden of Eden. You shall be as gods. Genesis 3, verse 5. This false transhumanism treats mortality, death, as a technical problem, an engineering challenge. But we know that the last enemy conquered by Christ was and is death itself. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16 reminds us that though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Let's embrace death without fear, because we know that death has been defeated. Eternal life is not an invention. It's a person, Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life. Read John 11, verse 25. You see, to seek immortality, divinity apart from Him, apart from Christ, is to chase shadows. When true divinity awaits at the foot of the cross. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report in this first week of September 2025. Talking about the foot of the cross. Thank you for joining me on this week's report, where we covered the four great questions of life. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going when I die? Where we covered a lot this week, we spoke of how the Bible warns against spiritism and witchcraft. We discussed world leaders caught on a hot mic discussing living forever. We talked about the technological apocalypse, the AI apocalypse that some are talking about. Others talking about a technological revolution. A singularity where human intelligence can be multiplied a millionfold in just a decade or so. Upgraded superhumans. The coming age of transhumanism. And how there's nothing artificial behind artificial intelligence, and it's not new. It's been with mankind since the beginning of time. Jesus never promised his followers an easy path. In fact, he told his disciples that the world would hate them. Jesus sent them out as sheep among wolves. Jesus' words came true in the lives of his apostles, and they're still coming true today in the lives of his followers around the world. Thank you for joining me on the Religious Liberty Report. For me, an honor and inspiration. If you don't catch us on Live Christian Radio, you can find us on your favorite podcatcher. Search for the Religious Liberty Report. Until next time, Alexander Alfano signing out. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you for tuning in to the Religious Liberty Report, a broadcast intended to help equip churches and ministries on how to remain faithful to our mission in a culture that too often disagrees with our message. Tune in next week as we follow up on freedom of conscience, because without freedom of conscience, we have no other liberties. Alexander Alfano reporting for the Religious Liberty Report.